If you can find a place where there are no sounds of machines and your cell phone will not tink tink, quietly if you can listen to the sound of the trees, the breeze, the water, just the natural sounds, if you pay enough attention, tremendous things will happen to you. Many times I've been in the South Indian, you know, they're kind of tropical rainforests. The longest I've been there through the jungle for about 23 days alone, no any kind of support, no cell phone for sure those days and not even a torchlight. And fourth day I ran out of the food that I was carrying, so I lived off the forest. By about eighth day, I lost my jacket and one half of my shirt because I was chased by some animals and by that whole thing. I had half a shirt and pants. And I walked through. This is elephant country, tiger country. I saw tigers, panthers, elephants, all kinds of the wild buffalo, various kinds of animals, very close quarters. But at the end of it, when you look back, what is the biggest impact on you? It's the insects. It's in the nights, the orchestra that goes on in the rainforest. Oh my God, it's unbelievable. And the timing, every day, night 2:15 means one group will stop and the other group will start. Really, their sense of time, every day exactly by the second, one group will start, another group will start. And you don't know what they're talking about. They're definitely talking something that you don't know, for sure. They're not just making dumb noises. So if you just sit there and listen and listen and listen and listen, slowly, you start noticing there is a pattern and an organization to this, which is far bigger than any human symphonies that you can achieve, far more complex and far more intense. I think it's very important for every human being, particularly if you have children. Vacation need not be Disneyland, I'm not against it, but one trip is enough, all silly stuff which excites you. Vacation should be into nature. If you can take your children, walk in a jungle, not in a resort, just live on a mountain, expose them to nature, I will tell you, you will bring up your children not only physically healthy, mentally healthy, far more sensible and accepting and wonderful kind of human beings, if they know how to… Because once you go into nature, whose son you are, whose daughter you are, what are you in the city, doesn't matter, okay? It's very important that everybody experiences that, otherwise you start creating your own illusions as to who you are and you start believing it for sure. Only death and disease tells people who they are. It's very important, especially if you have children, it's extremely important that vacation does not mean movies, vacation does not mean some, I don't know, silly entertainment of doing this and that. It's important there is some connection with the roots of who we are and we listen to the right kind of things, what makes life buzz.